When I was in first grade, my music teacher called my mother to thank her for her gift and to praise my performance in the Christmas pageant. I never was much of a singer, but unconsciously, I had swayed and clapped in time to the music. As a 7-year-old, Mrs. Vo's praise was an unexpected surprise. A few years later, I was in choir, but this time a different music teacher told me to stand still. I felt chastened and thought I'd done something wrong. Somehow, the joy of music faded a bit for me that day. Before I started school, I could play piano by ear. I would move to the music. That is, until I took piano lessons. Then my teacher told me I must sit still. Again, the joy of music dimmed for me. Now that I'm older, I follow the adage of dance like there's nobody watching, sing like there's nobody listening. I realize that Mrs. Vos got it right. Let children, or adults, be themselves and express themselves through music. As an educator, I hope that there are many teachers like Mrs. Vos out there who bring out the joy, not the enforced conformity of learning. As an adult who remembers that nonconformist little kid, I dance, sometimes awkwardly, to songs on the radio. I sing, badly, as I learn the ukulele, and I sway any time I feel like it when I play the piano. I'm Lori Drummond Chernichan, and that's my perspective.